From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A powerful car bomb exploded in Pakistan's city of Quetta early Friday, killing at least 9 people, injuring nearly 24 others. Police said explosives in a car parked close to the police office were detonated by remote control. 4 members of the armed forces were also injured in the attack. So far, there has been no claim of responsibility for the attack. Speaking Friday at the EU summit in Brussels, British Prime Minister Theresa May says the offer she has made on the rights of European Union citizens living in Britain after Britain leaves the EU is, in her words, very fair and very serious. EU leaders, however, are not convinced her proposals are adequate, saying many questions remain. Meantime, Antonio Tajani, the president of the European Parliament, said Europe needs to be pragmatic in dealing with Britain following the country's decision to leave the bloc, but urged cooperation in future dealings.
The UK will leave the European Union, not Europe. For this is important to pave the way also for good relations after the separation. It's important to cooperate with the UK also the day after on terror, against the terrorism, on defense. London is a member of NATO.
EU leaders opened the 2-day summit Thursday in Brussels to address everything from Britain's planned exit, along with terrorism, migration, and other issues facing Europe. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.